As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That sounds like, oh, we don't need to invest a lot there. We don't need to invest. And then they sign a guy for $2 million and it doesn't work. And they sign a guy and they have to go and limp back to DeMar Hamlin, who they don't want to play in that spot because Mike Edwards couldn't make the team. And they draft a guy, Bishop. I just feel like looking back on their history of that position is kind of tough because for 7 years, they had answers and they never had to think about it. And now for the first
time. Here's the difference, Jeremy.
Okay.
Here's the difference. They actually have to play the defensive tackle. They have a rotation. I'm saying, where's this guy playing? You're saying he's going to play over Taylor Rapp. I'm telling you, I don't think they want to take Taylor Rapp off the field. And then where's the other spot? Are you going to put him over Cole Bishop?
Spicy segment. Good stuff with Sal. It's draft day. You can tell. Everyone's like a little bit like, yeah. I didn't really think too much about safety. I dismissed safety for a while. Mm-hmm. Until right now, like all these mocks are going Malachi Starks. Again, it doesn't have to mean anything, but I'm kind of preparing myself. Like, if that's the pick, what's the defense? And I've gotten myself to a good defense of it, which would be, yeah, we drafted over top of another starter because we want great players. Mm-hmm. And they draft the defensive tackle, of course, Joe. That guy could be a great player, and that could be why they draft him. He doesn't have to beat anybody out. That's just an easy, like, all right, they drafted the best defensive tackle on their board. So it's more about what it would say if they drafted a safety. What it would really say about what they want to do, which is, we just need great players. And I don't think Taylor Rapp stands in the way of a great player. So that's all. It's an extension of trying to read their board without ever seeing it. And we'll get to a call here in a minute, 803-0550. Because if they drafted a tackle, we'd say, what are you doing? Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins are both awesome, and they're going to play. Mm-hmm. If they drafted a tight end in the first round, what are you doing? That position is full.
Yep.
I don't think safety falls in that box of what are you doing? You already have safeties.
Yeah. And I think it would say a lot about the player, which, like, Daniel Jeremiah just had a tweet about how, you know, like, the draft's all about fit and teams have their needs on depth charts, but, like, I think how much does a guy fit what a team does? And that is kind of why Starks is intriguing to me. It's, he just seems like the type of safety that is exactly what they like in a safety, at least if you go historically, which, again, there really isn't a lot of historical decision-making by the Bills at safety because they never had to make a decision at safety. They had two guys that they signed the day they walked in, and then they never had to think about it again until 2 years ago.
Yep.
So,
and what did they do? They played it low and cheap, and it was
they
bad.
They did.
And it was brutal.
Right. But what Starks presents for them, just the way McDermott runs his defense and the kind of the way they've played with zone coverage and the way they've used their safeties, Starks just looks like a guy that they, I wouldn't be surprised if they looked at him and went, man, that's the perfect type of safety for our defense. Now, we almost got into this a little bit at the end. Like, would it be Bishop? Would it be Rapp? It could be both. It could just be all three of them. The reason why I think more about Bishop for this is because, again, like, I don't know what they want out of Bishop, what they like out of Bishop. I mean, I think that what they like is the idea that he's a better athlete than they've ever had at safety, right? Better safety, bigger, maybe even a little bit faster than some of the guys they've had. But it's kind of the Kincaid piece too. Do you know what to do with him? Do you know how to use him? Do you want to be different and creative with him? Because, like, Rapp flies around the field.
Yeah.
Like, he throws his body around. He's trying for big hits. To me, like, he's more of your Poyer. And to me, if you bring Starks in, I'm like, well, they're trying to recreate. Well, I don't think Rapp is nearly as good as Poyer ever was or ever will be. But the styles of the two players, I feel like, would be more equivalent for what they've had if it were Starks and Rapp. And then I'm using Bishop as this chess piece all around the board.
803-0550, some calls on this. Then I'm going to get to the list of, I'm thinking about this, the list of players you would confidently say, well, they can't draft a guy over top of that, like this Rapp conversation. Dave in Buffalo. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
When I try to think about this, when I know whatever I think, I'm probably going to be wrong about it, but what does the headline look like the day after the draft? And I think the headline's going to be that Bean walked in with 10 picks and knew that he was going to cut at least 4 and maybe as many as 6 of these guys. And if they cut somebody, it's basically a wasted pick for the Bills. So I would see them actually cutting 4 guys, maybe 6 guys, or actually take those draft spots and then roll them all together and try to move up into the third round. In fact, it wouldn't shock me if they ended up with picking 2 guys in the third round because they rolled together a bunch of their 4s and 5s and things that they have. So I think that in the end, I mean, we're all very good at playing checkers with this, but Bean is playing chess. And there's a whole big thing going on. It's going to be an interesting draft to watch because of that.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any different chess than we're playing. Like, we could all make those trades too. The Bills and their total draft capital, right? Like, what do all their fourths get? Their 2/4 amount to the 96th pick. So they could dump those 2 and move into the third. And they could take their 3/5 and move into the fourth? Sure. And they could try that. They need teams that want to do that. You need to find maybe teams that don't have capital. You're doing this in your own fantasy leagues maybe right now. Like, oh, I've got a bunch of picks. Let me look and see who doesn't have picks and who might want some. Mm-hmm. That's who to call. So he mentioned they're monitoring teams in front of them, behind them. The headline after tonight, we'll see. The headline after the weekend will be different. Did they make 10 picks? Did they make 8 picks? It'll be fun to find out.
What would the over-under be?
7.5? I was just about to say 7.5.
When you would take the
I mean, I'd bet the under? I'd bet the under. I bet they come out with 7 players. That's what I'd bet. Oh, I mean, 8, whatever. It's tough.
It's why that would be the right line, because that would be a tough
It's a good number.
Decision.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550. It's Malachi Starks Day. I kind of didn't plan for this, but again, the whole idea is find me the best players, and I'm not letting a modest safety get in the way of that. I would say the same thing about defensive tackle. They had a $3 million, or if Jordan Phillips is here again, or it's a bad example, but Daquan Jones, or I'm just not worried.
He did sign Ogunjobi, right?
Right. Don't do that. Ogunjobi.
What if they had signed the equivalent of Ogunjobi, but as a one technique? They have their 330-pound guy. They paid him 1 year, $6 million.
Yeah. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Let's find great players. Tonight's night one. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.